That's the full time whistle, yeah. And it's all, and I think only goalkeeper are happy with giving the full time whistle.
We're lucky at Keane. Roscommon fans are on their feet. This ended up 21 points to 9, Martin. And normally when we're doing these things, Martin, we do a bit of summing up and talking at the end. But the reality is that we were doing that during the game because the second half was dead. There was no fight in it, no fight from Donegal. And you know, Martin, I'm always trying to keep things positive and look at the positive side of things. I'm struggling to see anything there. You know, if I was the down manager now and I'm watching this, I'd be thinking, listen boys, this is the time to play Donegal. Now they have a month to prepare, Martin. There's talk of, as you say, training camp in different places. I don't know if it's just been actually marked on where they're going yet, because there's Carton huge money
House
going.
I think it was passed at the county board meeting.
They've propositioned it, yeah. I think, Martin, they're even wondering now, will that be is it viable? I think there's one or two other options being looked at. But you know, outside of training camps and that, Martin, training camp's not going to fix what we've seen here today. You know, it's going to take something that I don't think I can see happening today. As I say, if you were the down manager now, you'd be looking at thinking, here's a team now that has no defensive shape, easily cut through, they're toothless in attack, and that's your two things that you have to have right in football.
And midfield's been very poor all year. We've been poor. We've been very poor in the middle. We're getting hammered in the middle of the field. So that's it, Brendan. You're right. And I don't know either. You know, I'm glad for my own young fella to go to get one under their belt from a Roscommon point of view. But I thought,
well, he come back and manage us now.
I'd be very disappointed in the whole. And yeah. I mean, Sligo's promoted as well with two other Donegal men part of that there. Sligo and Wicklow, just Christopher Carroll, clubman, sent that on to me. Yeah. I've gone up and everything else. So you know, these coaches away are doing well and everything else. And suppose we, you know, the 2012 men, we've Jim and probably supposed to be in Down, and we've Rory and Derry, and we've other people. But look at I don't know where we could look at now. You know, I don't know where we look at. I just know from listening to my own lad Ryan talking about everything else, and he always, the person is this Carl Lacey one, but he said Carl Lacey was as good as ever we have worked with. You know, when he was there with even Declan Boner and everything else, and people would say maybe we should have tried to keep Carl Lacey, let him and let Stephen Rocher go. I don't know, but he's, you know, it's top quality. We need something, Brendan. This is not going to work, this management here in the sideline. You'd agree with that? Like, you know, we need something. I don't know.
Carl Lacey was definitely very keen in the job. My feeling is it was more Kavanagh than decide to pull out. Now, they had never even done an official interview, let's be honest, man. But there was a time where it was looking like it was happening. Jim kind of says, I'll come and help out. Now, whether that was even going to happen or not was never put to bed other. But listen, the two boys talked about it. I think it was Rory maybe thought it was just a wee bit too early for him. Yeah. But Martin, if you're looking at this now and we're trying to entice a manager back in, you're looking at the play, you know, 7 points in the first half, 2 points in the second half, we're relegated. You know, it's not exactly an attractive proposition. No, that's why Aidan O'Rourke today could say,
We say, if he does say he's going, well, what do? You have to sit down and say, yes, forget about this year, basically. Play the game and put a management team for next year to get things ready for next year. Because I tell you, looking at the way we played this year, Brendan, if we'd have been relegated last year, that famous day in Letterkenny, you know, the famous day against that we beat Armagh
against. Yes, that's right.
Only if we won that game, we'd be in the Tottenham Cup today. Yeah, and that's the sad thing about it. That performance there the day, it wouldn't beat a Division 4 team, would it?
Yeah,
you know, it wouldn't beat. And that's the sad thing about it. And it is. And we're two ex Donegal footballers and passion Donegal people. And I'm just sick about it. It's just terrible to see what that performance the other day. And these lads are good lads. We all know them all. They're great lads. And it's just so disappointing. As you said, what can we say? There's no point trying to analyse the game. There's no point. It was a terrible performance. Now, they were already relegated anyway, you know, and they were already relegated nobody else. But it was a terrible performance because Roscommon weren't really playing for a while lot either. But just, and they need to get ready for the championship. You were saying before, and both teams getting ready for the championship. We've gone backwards out of our. Yeah. But Roscommon definitely. I mean, they're good.
We were in Ulster final last year, Martin. We could have won Ulster championship.
7-8 minutes to go. We're 2 points up.
And
I thought we should have a penalty at the end. I still think Sean Orson was wrong. We should have had a penalty at the end of the match. Now you can say, oh no, he couldn't give it because Derry supporters are out in the field. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Yeah. To me, it was a penalty.
Listen, Tyrone looks like they've stabilised. You know, Armagh are still going to be very dangerous in the championship. Monaghan are in there fighting. Fermanagh are on the way up. Down are on the way up. Very unlucky not to get promoted. Cavan are on the way up. You know, basically, most of the Ulster, nearly all the Ulster teams are on the way up. Martin, you know, at the same time as we seem to be on.
Even Antrim had a big one against Cavan. Yeah. You know, but I mean, it's as bad as I've ever seen it, because you know it's without a fight, Brendan. The disappointing thing is nobody wanted any responsibility the second half. I mean, Roscommon could have scored another 10 points the second half.
Yes.
How, of course, Common could have scored 3.35 the day, the way the game was. So that's it's disappointing. And I mean, we're sitting here and I know we're dejected. I don't know what to say about it. I just don't know. I mean, how fast we can go downhill from, you know, from 2000, and, you know, we look at 14, 15, or 14, especially around that time there, 12 to 14. You know, we were there, the top three teams in the country, one and 12, and 14 were in the fight. It's just disappointing. How do we get it back?
Yeah.
It's a difficult one at the minute.
It's hugely difficult, but one man that will be back for that down game will be Oisín Kelly. Of course, I was just falling on Martin. I hope I did a wee bit okay. And listen, thanks for keeping me right, Martin, in all fair play to you. I'd have been lost here without you. As I say, Donegal now built for the championship. Aidan O'Rourke is going to speak to media. I'm going to go down and try and get a few words to him, and it'll be interesting to see what he has to say here, Martin, because, you know, what is his thinking, and for him personally, and where does he think this team is going? I'm going to try and get a few words with Aidan. I think that possibly Patrick McBertie has given us a few words as well, so I'll go down and talk to them and fire them into the station. They'll be up on highlandradio.com later, but from now, from Healy Park, from Dr. Hyde Park, we're at two dejected Donegal men at this point. Donegal comprehensively beaten here, 21 points to 9 by Roscommon. It's back to you guys in the studio.